Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Divine Time. Mental note right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, this Sunday, March 2nd, 9:30 a.m. Guys, thanks for joining me this morning. And first of all, I just want to start the show, of course, by apologizing. I have not had a show all week. And actually, I didn't schedule one all week. I scheduled one for yesterday, but I did not get an opportunity to get on air, and so I want to apologize for the people who, or to the people who actually tuned in, and there was nothing there. So I apologize for that. But I'm here with you this morning, and I'm very pleased to be here with you this morning. Guys, the guest call-in number is 347-215-8667. I am going to open up the chat session if you want to do some chatting. And remember, you can always check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. Do the friend request thing, and I will oblige. Guys, I do want to start this Sunday morning prayer and inspiration off telling you about what happened to me the other morning. I was asleep, and it just so happened that I fell asleep with the television on. And probably about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I could hear a minister on TV. And I could, at first it was, you know, like gibberish because I was asleep, so I couldn't really understand what he was saying, but I knew it was a minister because he was like shouting or whatever. And so when I finally became conscious all the way, I could hear the sermon. And he was preaching about prosperity. He was also preaching about having faith. And it was funny because it was like I said, it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was literally woke up out of my sleep with this. And so the minister just kept saying, you have not because you ask not and because you believe not. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks because we go through life so much praying and asking God for this and for that. And it's funny how if you believe, because I've been in this situation, if you believe that you have or you believe that certain things are going to take place, they normally do. It's not only the power of having faith, I do believe it's that, but it's also, I think we have a lot of power in our thoughts and even in the words that we speak, guys. The words that we speak are so powerful because if you think about it, if you said certain things and you've had conviction with it, meaning that you believed what it was that you were saying, 9 times out of 10, if you said that something was going to happen, or you were going to receive something, it normally happens if there's conviction and belief behind whatever it is you're saying or whatever it is that you are believing God for. So, you know, I just want to give you that mental note this morning. Be very aware of what you say, not only what you say, but if you are in need of something, or someone that you love is in need of something, pray. Pray to God for that. But as you pray, be sure to really believe in your heart that you or the other person are going to receive whatever it is you're praying for. Because if you have faith in whatever it is, it's going to manifest. It's not it might manifest, you hope it manifests. No, it's going to manifest. If you believe in and have faith in whatever it is you're asking God for. Okay, guys, it's March 2nd, and I am going to read a Mountain Wings moment for you this morning. Wings Over the Mountains of Life. This is Mountain Wings number 8061. It's called March 1st. It says, the definition of March is to proceed directly and purposefully, to progress steadily onward, advance, to be arranged in an orderly fashion that suggests steady, rhythmical progression. Giving advice is easy. Giving really good advice is harder. Providing an example is hardest, but is usually the most effective way of influencing both youth and adults. After all, adults are simply older youths who were influenced by someone's example early in life. Our walk or march through life is the greatest teacher that we will provide for others. Even Paul in the Bible said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Today is the beginning of the month of March. Actually, yesterday was, but okay, you know what I mean. Perhaps today should also be the beginning of a new walk, a walk of direction and purpose, a walk worthy to follow. March 1st, then advise. You get that, guys? Set an example. Do you, and then if you do it well, other people will follow. Okay, in layman's terms, guys. You know I'm going to keep it simple for you here on Mental Note. It's divine time, excuse me. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate you joining me this morning, and stay right where you are. I will be back with more Sunday morning prayer and inspiration right here for you. Thanks for tuning in. Guys, thanks for joining me this morning here on Mental Note Divine Time. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. This is your Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. I have more for you, so thanks for sticking around. I want to read another Mountain Wings for you this morning. It's number 3070, and it's called Dead End. The author of Mountain Wings happened to be driving down the street, and he saw a car that was rammed tight into a V-shaped concrete median. He said as he passed the car, the front end was crushed against concrete, and the car appeared to be wedged in so tight that a wrecker would be challenged getting it away from the wall. The car stared back at him as if trying to tell him something, he said. Why didn't the owner come and move it, he thought. Then it hit him. So many lives are like this car. It told a story. The median had bales of straw guarding the entrance. Obviously, the construction crew was to use the straw to cover the dirt for the grass to grow. The middle was mud, yet this car had traveled well over 100 feet to get wedged in, stranded, damaged, and unable to back out. People gawked and wondered why. Are you traveling down such a road now? Something or someone warned you at the beginning not to go down this road. You broke past the warnings and went on anyway. The dirt and mud didn't bother you. You were still rolling, traveling on your own road, feeling fine, maybe even excited. Sometimes when we crash through the warnings, we don't realize it is a dead end. We can't see there is disaster, not deliverance, waiting at the end. If you are traveling on the wrong road in life, there is still time to back up and turn around before you get so stuck before you can't move. Look at the pictures that he took, and you can go to mountainwings.com. It's number 3070, you know, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. You can actually see this car. It's stuck in between the two median, and it can't move. It can't go anywhere. And it just, when I read that, I was like, wow, you know, I've been in that situation where I felt stuck, where I felt like I couldn't move. And, you know, thankfully, you know, I either gathered enough courage, you know, strength, you know, whatever you want to call it, to be able to get unstuck. But, you know, some people don't realize that they have an out of whatever the situation is, you know, that's making you unhappy or where you feel like you can't move forward. Sometimes in life, too, guys, we get in stalemates. You know, we get content. Well, I wouldn't even say content, because if you're content, then you're normally happy with your situation. But we get in a situation where things just continue to go as they've always went, and we don't know how to change things. And I think it's just a matter of either asking for help, because sometimes people have too much pride to ask for help. Sometimes you just need to ask someone to help you out, or you just need to step outside of your box. You know, just work up enough courage to just say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm going to do something about it. And you just have to go for it. You know, what's the worst thing? You fail? You know, nothing fails but a try. So nothing needs failure but a try, excuse me. So you have to try to make your situation better, whatever that is. Could be your job, you know, could be a friendship, could be a relationship, you know, whatever that is for you. If you are tired of things being the way that they are, then you just have to do something about it. You know, saying sick of the status quo, just change it. Do something about it. And a lot of times, you know, no one can do it but you. No one can change your situation for you but you. All right, guys, I'm not going to preach to you this morning. I just thought I would give you that that bit of advice, because, you know, I try not to give advice that I have not experienced, you know, myself, that I have not went through a situation or, you know, come out on the other side by whatever I'm telling you to do. And like I said, I was in a situation where I felt like I was stuck. Nothing, you know, everything was cool, but it was just like stuck. It wasn't going forward. It wasn't really moving backward, but it wasn't going forward. And in life, I think we should always be moving forward. We only have one life, and we should never be standing still, per se. Because, I mean, life is just short. And so I got tired of being in that situation where I felt like my life was not progressing. And I just, you know, did my own thing and worked up enough courage to do it. And I'm a happier person from that. So, guys, you know, give it a try. You never know. That one thing that you dare to do could be the thing that makes you happy. Stick around. I'll be back. right, guys, I'm back. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note, Divine Time, Sunday Morning Prayer and Inspiration. Guys, remember, when you listen to the show, please leave comments and do the rating thing. It gives you an opportunity to rate the show from 1 to 5, so if you have an opportunity, please do that. And then also, check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. You can do the friend request thing there, and I will oblige. I do appreciate you guys tuning in to me each and every day right here, Blog Talk Radio, 9:30 a.m. I did not have a show this past week. This is the first show of the week, but I will be on daily, 9:30 a.m. right here for you. For a mental note, check me out tonight, All Things Real Estate, right here, 6:30 p.m., blogtalkradio/purposevision. All right, guys, listen. Until you disagree, one more mountain wings for you this morning before you go on with the rest of your day. It's number 8057, until you disagree. A comment on the issue called issues is what the author says. He thought of a comment made by John Bevere in his book series Undercover in response to the mountain wings issue, issues. He says that submission isn't really submission until you disagree. That includes everything from your job to your church to your marriage. As long as you agree, there is no opportunity to submit. Interesting. My father, a minister for over 50 years, speaks of the scripture, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you," as only half of the story. As a light bulb needs a negative and a positive wire in order to have power. So we need to plug in to both sides of what God wants in order to have power over the enemy. The scripture actually says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's James 4th chapter 7th verse, guys. I'm going to read that again. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Perhaps instead of going poof, we should take disagreements as an opportunity to show submission. It is, after all, the biblical approach toward those in authority. Guys, come on. I know you've been in a situation where you have disagreed with somebody, and you may or may not have submitted. But I have found that I have found myself personally being aware of situations, being more aware of situations where I have an opportunity to be submissive or to submit. And it's a hard thing to do. It's easy for some people, I guess, but for me it's a hard thing to do. I'm just going to be honest with you. It is what it is. But I am making a conscious effort to do that in different situations. And I'm finding that it's a good thing sometimes. But I always say you just can't submit to anything or just to anyone because, you know, it could put you in a bad situation. So, but if the opportunity presents itself and you feel in your heart that it's, you know what, it's probably the right thing to do to, you disagree with whatever the person is saying, but just let them have that. Let them have that moment, you know. What's the big deal? Because sometimes it's not that big of a deal, and it really just shows how powerful you are as a person when you have enough power to submit. Because it's a confidence thing, too. You know, a lot of people, they have to be right about everything. And I think that is, I think people that are like that are really self-conscious. If they have to argue you down about little small things, you know, it's like, what's wrong with you? You can't ever be wrong. you feel like, you know, you're less than a person or you're less because you're wrong and the other person is right. Nah. So, you know, I think, I really think that's, as you know, it's in the scripture. And I also just think it's a confidence thing. So, you know, have confidence in yourself. You don't always have to be right. And when the time or the opportunity presents itself, just submit. Even if you disagree, when it hurts, that's when you have to submit. When you know you're right and the other person's like, no, you're not right. I'm right. Take that opportunity and say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You don't even have to say, yeah, you're right. Just end the conversation. Don't even respond and see how you feel after that. After you've had that much will, that much confidence in yourself to just say nothing or let that moment pass. Feels pretty good, guys. Take my word for it. It feels pretty good. And it actually, you know, makes the situation calmer, whatever situation you're in. And you did that. You know, you took control of that situation because had you continued to argue back, it would have been a disgruntled situation. So, guys, remember, in all things, peace and love. Thanks for tuning in. And I will speak to you again tonight, 6:30 p.m., right here at Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful and blessed day. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, signing off.